assembled. The scholars and wise men have arrived at a decision relative to the phenomena of unguided birds and animals going orderly into Noah's Ark. Here to give you the decision is the chief scholar.
I wonder what explanation he'll give.
Well, the scientists know the truth. They'll tell us.
People, in your faces, I see bewilderment, confusion, perplexity. And no wonder. We wise men and scholars are also perplexed. We know not what to make of the phenomena or exactly what caused them. There is an answer to the riddle of the birds and animals going into the ark, of course, a general answer, and it lies in the realm of magic. Magic, executed by Noah to intimidate you into believing his lying prophecy of a flood. Believe it not, for there will be no flood.
Now I am confused. If the wise men and scholars...
Excuse me, will you please? I see someone I know.
All right, dear, but do be careful.
I will, Mother. Hello.
Oh, hello, Loa. I was looking for you. I want to tell you goodbye. Unless I can still persuade you to go into the Ark with us.
Oh, I appreciate your concern. I really do, but I don't want to go in. I don't want to be cut off from life. We have been poor until recently. Now we have all we want. So life is good, pleasant, and enjoyable. And I don't want to give it up.
But the flood will destroy you.
I guess I'll just have to take that chance.
Oh, Lord, if only you'd believe.
Believe? Believe what? That water is suddenly going to appear from nowhere and cover the earth? No, I can't believe that. Well, look at the sun. It's as bright as ever. There has been no change in nature since the dawn of history, and there won't be. However, if the change does take place, then I shall believe. Then I shall enter into your ark and be saved.
Then it will be too late, Loa.
Oh, it's never too late. God is merciful.
God is a God of mercy, yes, but also of justice. There will come a time when God will close the door of salvation.
Oh, just before that time, I shall walk in the door and be saved.
It will come unawares. There'll be no time. It'll be too late.
Oh, thanks for the warning, but no thanks.
Well, it's your choice. Goodbye, Loa. I won't be seeing you again.
Why not? I'll be around.
I won't. God's angel appeared to Father Noah and told him that it's time to go into the ark, so... Goodbye, Loa.
Goodbye, Nora. Good luck to you.
Who was that woman you were talking to a moment ago, Loa?
The wife of one of Noah's sons.
Oh, I thought I just saw her go into the ark with the rest of them.
God told them to go in.
Oh? And leave the door open?
She said the door will be closed, never to be opened.
Oh, don't believe her. God's door to mercy and salvation, if there is such a thing, will always be open to all who wish to enter.
That's what I told her, but she said that the door...
Look, it's a bright light, brighter than lightning. It's hovering before the door of the ark, and it's closing the door.
The door is closing all by itself.
No, Mother. God is closing that door.
Then Noah was right. There will be a flood.
That door was the door of salvation, and it is now forever closed.
Oh, nonsense. Nonsense. That display of light closing the ark door is just another of Noah's magic tricks. There will be no flood.
Oh, just the same. I wish I were inside that ark.
Me too.
Oh, you women, forever pessimistic. Do you think that all the world can be wrong and one single man with 7 followers right? It's impossible, I tell you. And now we'll know what this is all about. The high priest is getting up on the platform. He'll tell us the truth.
People! My dear people! Again, you have witnessed a demonstration of magic by Noah and his cohorts. Just how they accomplished the illusion is unimportant. There cannot be and there will not be a flood. That is important. So, dear people, be of good cheer. Fret not and continue in your normal pursuit of happiness. There will be no flood. Six days have passed since Noah and his crowd locked themselves in the ark. Have the elements changed? Huh? Has nature gone out of her way to prove that Noah was right? Nature and the elements remain the same, proving that Noah was wrong. The sun continues to shine. Fruit continues to ripen. Trees wave in the breeze. Grass remains green. Friends, we have been duped. Or rather, Noah tried to dupe us. I think we should do something about it. I suggest that we gather around the ark and show Noah that we aren't going to take his lies and insinuations lightly. Are you with me? Yeah. Noah! Noah! If you can hear me inside the ark, and I know you can, listen to this. Someday, you're going to have to come out of that ark. And when you do, we will have our revenge. You say the flood is going to destroy us. Instead, Noah, preacher of falsehoods, we will destroy you.